Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon. We have a lot to get through today, do we not?
We do have a lot to get through today. So should we start at the very beginning? Fire it up. Tell me where to begin.
Okay, I would like you to start with a story about the Gazans who appear to be tired of being human shields for the Hamas rulers.
Well, this is extraordinary. This is the first time that we are hearing from the people of Gaza that they are sick and tired of being human shields for Hamas and other terror organizations. So what has happened is that Palestinian factions and human rights organizations, through a larger organization, have come together. This is an organization called the Palestinian NGO Network, which is an umbrella organization of about 130 plus member organizations. They've called for serious and transparent investigations into an explosion in a market last week that killed one person and injured 14, including 6 children. And they say that they hold Hamas and various other entities responsible for this because of their propensity to store weapons and hide weapons in residential areas and within their civilian population. Now, of course, the IDF was very, very quick at the mark, saying that explosion was absolutely not caused by them. They don't want to break the very, very tenuous ceasefire that is in place. But this is the first time we are hearing Ken Roth, Rashida Tlaib. I just want to make sure you guys are listening, just in case you listen to Chai FM, that we are hearing from the people of the Gaza Strip saying this is enough.
That is really interesting that finally that voice is being heard. And kind of related to that, why the uptick in incendiary balloons now? Is Bennett being tested? What is Hamas doing?
Well, this is what we all want to know. We all want to know, what do they stand to gain? Could it be that Hamas are pushing it because we've had some very positive overtures coming from the Palestinian Authority and around the region over the last couple of weeks? Maybe it is that. Maybe they just want to remind everybody that they're still around and try and draw Israel into some kind of conflagration. And yesterday they sent off at least 4 incendiary balloons that set fire to thousands of acres of valuable land. And it takes a very long time for this land to regenerate so that it's ready for farming or for nature reserve. And it's a war crime. It's a war crime that the international community are largely choosing to ignore. I'm talking to you, United Nations Human Rights Council, and you in particular, Nabi Pillay. Let's see if you're going to be investigating that. But last night, Israel striking targets in the Gaza Strip in response to this. The Bennett government has said that every incendiary balloon will be treated like a rocket. So just consider yourself warned. But today, thank goodness, no reports of any fires.
Okie dokie. Let's move on to something a little happier, which is Israel and the Olympics.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, we've all got Olympic fever here in Israel. You should have seen how we all erupted over the weekend when 19-year-old Avishag Semberg won her bronze for Taekwondo. Teeny tiny woman, all of 49 kilos. And I shouldn't talk, I'm like barely making it up with myself. But she gave a nice kvats to her opponent, and she won that bronze. Very, very proud of her. Yes, people, we are proud when we win a bronze. This is the 10th medal in the whole of Israel's history. But preceding that very, very important moment for the State of Israel and global Jewry was the moment of silence at the opening ceremony in recognition of the 11 Israelis as part of the 1972 delegation to the Munich Olympic Games that were murdered by Black September terrorists. We are all familiar with the history, what happened at Munich. It was an absolute stain on the Olympics. many calling for the Olympics not to go ahead after that, and it has taken the families of those that were lost, people like Josef Romano, his widow, Andre Spitzer, fencing coach, his widow, nearly five decades to lobby for the Olympic Committee to agree to a moment of silence to acknowledge those that passed, especially those that were murdered at the Olympic Games. Definitely a very, very, very harsh moment in the history of the Games, and not what it stands for, which is brotherhood and sportsmanship. So an incredible moment there.
That's very interesting, because that kind of takes us to a very related subject, which is the fact that your judoka, the Israeli representative, well, he might win a gold without having to have a fight.
Well, unfortunately, he didn't win a gold because judokas went on to fight people who are brave enough to fight them, but didn't come back with medals. Right now, we're all holding fingers, toes for our swimmer, the amazing 17-year-old Anastasia Gorbenko, who's broken records here. She is our latest medal hopeful. We are all hoping that she has a fantastic swim. It will be the first in Israel's history. But yeah, we had a judoku from Algeria subsequently disqualified by the Olympics, him and his coach sent home, and the International Judo Federation removing their accreditation, both him and his coach, for refusing to battle an Israeli fighter. I find it just a coincidence, Simon, that it's, the people are refusing to come up against our judokus. I don't know, is it intimidation? I mean, if you really want to put a point across against Israel, bring it to the mat. Let's battle it out right there. And earlier today, a Sudanese, he obviously didn't get the memo that ties were normalized between our two countries, and he refusing to take on Tohar Butbul in his competition. And that just, you know, it's such a slap in the face to the Olympics, to the spirit of brotherhood and the spirit of the game. But maybe just people are intimidated by our judokas. What can I say?
And then talking about Abraham Accords and peace breaking out in the Middle East, first LL flight to Morocco, I believe.
What a moment, what a historical moment. Two airlines inaugurating flights yesterday, El Al and Israel, direct flight to Marrakesh. Incredible footage of Israelis being welcomed with incredible food and dancing on the ground in Morocco. Really, really beautiful. And I'm getting some messages from people wanting to know about the next where Team Israel is tomorrow. So I'm just going to read these out. Tomorrow we've got Anastasia Gorbenko swimming for the 100-meter backstroke and the 200 meters also backstroke. We've got more judo tomorrow, Gili Sharir, and everybody's favorite, Sagi Muki. They start their rounds. Shai Kakon racing tomorrow. Ksenia Polikarpova plays in a singles tennis. And we've got some more swimmers. We've got Ron Polonsky, 200-meter breaststroke, Meron Sharuti, men's 100-meter freestyle, and a team swim at about 10 to 2 our time, which is 10 to 1 your time. So everybody, that's where you will find Team Israel tomorrow.
I just want to go back to the Morocco story for one sec, Rolene, because if you're not Jewish, you probably aren't aware of the fact that possibly Israel's largest Jewish minority would possibly be Moroccan Jewry.
100%. At least a million Israelis can trace their roots back to Morocco. So this is a huge, huge moment. Really, really phenomenal. And we look forward to incredible trade, incredible interaction between the peoples of both countries.
And the story that I wanted to raise with you that I saw just before I went on air upset me enormously, because I'm a great watcher of Israel Channel 12 News. Roni Daniel, the Israeli journalist, apparently passed away overnight.
he passed away at the age of 73, a tremendous loss to journalism, to broadcasting in Israel, and somebody who's seen tributes from all over the country pouring in, our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, the Ministry of Defense, just tributes coming in from all over the country recognizing this journalistic giant.
Absolutely. Almost feels personal because one gets to know he's part of your life and in your home and in your house. So, yeah, very, very significant loss. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
We will chat again tomorrow. Hopefully we have some more medals, people.
Hopefully, indeed, we can always hope.